Hey everyone, welcome back to the Booze and Bass Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. And today, what are we going to be talking about, Madison?
So today we're going to be talking about travel and study abroad.
Okay.
If none of you guys know, Jace, a study abroad king. He studied abroad in Greece, and we're going to be talking about... I feel like people don't take... Like, they just are like, oh, I'm traveling with my friends. But I feel like traveling can impact you. Like, of, like, how you, like... of how you, like, view the world and motorcycles driving past.
That's the car cast.
Yeah. No, that is the reality of the car cast, now that you can see it. So... Okay, I guess tell us a little bit about where you went. Because you went for a whole semester, right?
Yeah, so I went to Athens, Greece. And,
What? Islands.
Thousands.
Okay.
A lot. Too many. But, like, some of them are inhabitable. So I think there's, like, 200 or so, like, maybe 600 habitable islands. And then, like, the rest are just not habitable. They're just, like, little rocks floating in the ocean.
Damn.
Yeah. But I went for the spring semester of 2022. I went from January 2nd to April 17th.
Yeah.
And I stayed a little bit afterwards, just traveling and, like, with my parents.
Did they come get you?
No, it's funny. They wanted to go, like, set me up, like, in my dorm or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I'm good.
That's so... Because it's, like, it's not embarrassing. But, like, imagine, like, your parents came all the way across the country with you to move you into your dorm. Not even across the country, across the world.
I was gonna say. Yeah, no, I told him, we had like a big like argument, not argument, but like discussion about it. And my mom was like, oh, like we can just go for like the first week you're there and then, you know, it'll set you up and everything.
My mom's sending Alexis to London by herself for 2 weeks and said, anyway, text us when you get there, I guess.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what, Mom? Maybe, like, you guys should come at the end of my trip. So, like, that way I'll pick up the language, the cultural norms, and, like, different things like that. So, like, you'll be more... And, like, I'll know what to do, too. Like,
and I feel like it's, like, important that you, like, bonded the first, like, week or so.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely important.
With, like, your, like, sweet mates and stuff. Well, that, like, your parents... It's not that it would hinder it, but, like, you'd feel bad just, like, leaving them.
Well, you know, it's actually funny that it kind of worked out that they didn't come that first week because this was, like, still at the height of, like, COVID and everything, at least in Europe. And they, like, we had a quarantine when we got there for the first week. And so, like, I was forced to, like, stay in. Like, yeah. I wouldn't have been able to leave and, like, interact with my parents or anything like that. So, like, I'm kind of glad that happened. I also got COVID the second week. So, quarantine the first week. Caught COVID the second.
You didn't quarantine very well, clearly.
Well, one of our roommates had it, and we were like, how? Like, you spent this whole week with us. Like, how did you get COVID?
How did you get it?
You had to take a test before you got on the plane. You know, like, how did you...
Unless he got it literally the day before his trip.
That's what we were thinking. And so, by that Friday, when we had a test again, he tested positive. And I was like, well, shit. Statistically speaking, one of us has to have it, you know. We were playing... Our favorite thing to do while we were quarantined was bet on cards. So, like, you would have, like, all the aces lined up, and then you would have, like, you'd put, like, money down to see, like, which ace... Or you'd have, like, 1, 2, 3, or 4, whatever, and then have all the aces lined up, and you would, like, flip a card to see, like, what it is. Like, if it's a spade, you move the ace of spades up. If you have a heart, you'd move the ace of hearts up. And whoever, like, got to the finish line, they won the bet. So we would just do that the whole time, and that was we ordered like wine and everything, so it was pretty fun. I enjoyed
and
that.
And this little staycation, well, yeah, I guess staycation for the time being.
Yeah.
Did your parents like it when they did eventually go?
Yeah, I think so. If you guys don't know anything about Athens, at least Athens is the capital of Greece. I think it's the capital.
Look at who you're asking.
I'm like, do I know?
You went there.
I'm pretty sure Athens is the capital. God, someone's gonna...
I'm gonna Google it.
Google it, please.
I'm gonna... Anyway, continue with my...
Anywho, Athens is kind of like the city, like, aspect of Greece. You know, like, it's not the islands, the beach, and, like, all that kind of stuff. So I think when my parents came, at least my mom.
Athens.
Is the, okay, cool. I know what I'm talking about. But I think my mom was a little thrown off with it. Like, she really wasn't expecting that. Obviously, there were, like, homeless people. There's graffiti. Like, stuff like that you'd see in a normal city. I think she was expecting more of, like, the Mykonos, Santorini aspect of Greece.
Right.
My dad loved it. My dad and I are the same in terms of, like, we like the Greek culture, Greek architecture, even Greek mythology and everything. So it was, like, really cool to see, like, the Temple of Poseidon.
Your mom's like, I'm trying to see a Greek god. So yeah. Like, literally. She goes, have fun with your statues. I'm trying to find some culture.
Yeah. So, I think she liked it, but I think she was expecting something different and kind of threw her off and changed her interpretation.
Because I feel like when people see Greece, like, even, like, I don't know much about Greece. Like, mm-hmm. I only really know of, like, things you showed me, like, of you there.
Yeah.
But, like, in my head, I just picture Mamma Mia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just because in every Greek, like, themed movie, it looks like Mamma Mia. It, mm-hmm. And I'm assuming doesn't look like Mamma Mia everywhere in Greece.
No, not everywhere. There's,
Is there a lot of walking?
Oh, yeah, yeah, and don't wear, like, heels, because the roads are kind of cobblestone.
I've heard that about, like, Italy, mm-hmm. too, not to wear heels.
Yeah, so you definitely need to be, like, fit, like, somewhat fit to, like, be able to walk around. Because for us, like, we couldn't rent a car. I mean, yeah. We could, but, like, there was no point. So we basically Ubered or Beat, that's what they use, and just walked. So we'd walk from... It's not, like, a far walk. It's maybe, like, a mile or so. But, like, from, like, the Acropolis to Syntagma, which is, like, the town square, like, where the shops are, like, the H&Ms are and all that kind of stuff. So it wasn't, like, a bad walk, but it's, like, uphill and downhill. And
like, we live in an area where, like, you don't walk.
It's flat as fuck here.
Right. Like, it's, like, when I go up to New York mm-hmm. and, like, everyone up there on Long Island, like, you can walk from, like, your house to, like, your town. Whatever your town is. Like, you can walk down and they have, like, bars, pizza shops, usually a Ralph's Italian Ice in every town. When I'm up there for a couple weeks, I'm in the best shape of my life coming back. I'm, like, I'm fit. I can walk anywhere. When I first go up there, my uncle lives at the very top of a hill. In the dead of summer, I wanted to pass away. Really just wanted to lay on the hill and let someone roll over me. Because here, you have to drive everywhere. It's not, obviously, we don't live in a walkable area.
Yeah.
That's quite the adjustment.
Yeah.
To, like, not, also, you've been driving since you were 16, so then all of a sudden just, like, not driving for, like, 4 months.
That was my biggest fear, is, like, coming back and not knowing how to drive.
On the wrong side of the road.
I was like, damn, like, am I going to be able to drive when I get back? Like, what's going to happen? Do I have to take, like, my driver's license, like, test again? Like, what's going to happen? But, you know, it's funny, quick story, like, going back to, like, my roommates and everything. By the way, I love all my roommates. I still talk to them almost every single day to this day. And it's been over a year since I've came back. And I love all of my roommates. And we made friends with the girls right above us. We were in room 102, and they were in room 201. And we just kind of made friends with them, and we started going on trips. And every single trip, like, involved both of our rooms. But before I went, I did a lot of research, and because I was super nervous, I went not knowing a single person, and I was like, man, am I going to be able to make friends? Like, what's going to happen? And so I was looking up, I was, like, DMing people that went the previous semester, or that went before. I was looking up YouTube videos, like, what do I need to pack? What do I need to, like, do? Are there going to be, like, laundry rooms there? Like, how am I going to get my groceries? You know, that kind of stuff.
You are so incredibly prepared. I would have been like... I got there.
I was so nervous. I was like, how do you even, like, the littlest things, like I said, laundry.
Well, you also, like, and this isn't, like, obviously, like, a dig at you or anything. You don't, like, you haven't lived by yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's, like, not only are you living by yourself, but you're living by yourself in a different country where you have to, like, obviously, you don't do anything bad, but, like, and it's not like your parents watch you, but, like, I feel like you're more mindful of stuff you do when you're at your parents' house or around your parents versus, like, you just being left free range in another country for the first time living on your own for months and being like, well, like, some kids will go crazy and start doing, like,
heroin,
coke.
Okay. Hopefully
just coke, but heroin too, I guess.
I have a story about that coke, the coke stuff too. Not that I did it, but...
You said, speaking of going crazy, I actually did coke.
Yeah, so I would advise anyone that's, like, studying abroad or wants to do a lot of research on it and, like, figure out the cultural norms, too, to understand, like, so you don't offend anyone or, like,
did
anything.
You feel like an ugly American party of one?
Or no, actually,
you fit in?
So it's funny because when we went to Plaka, which is like that outdoor like flea market kind of thing, and like downtown, I guess, by the Acropolis, there'd be like people standing outside, like wanting to sell you stuff or like little shops you can go into or whatever. And so many times I would get like people that come up to me and like they would think I'm Greek. Like they would just like hear people come up to me like just speaking Spanish automatically. And over there, people came up to me automatically speaking Greek because they thought I was Greek.
One guy, look Greek?
Apparently. Okay. Like, they're tan. Yeah. Hairy.
Okay.
But one guy came up to me. He's like, you look more Greek than my son. I was like, oh.
I'm your son.
Okay. Like, hey, Dad. What's up? So, like, I didn't have a problem. Everyone's really nice in Greece. Like, yeah. they accept Americans. Anything you've heard of, like, they hate Americans or tourists or anything, that's quite the opposite.
I think it's mostly, like, France that really hates Americans.
I mean, as long... Here's the thing, too, is you can't be, like, obnoxious either. Like, you can't be that obnoxious American. You can be American.
And also, people, like... Like, I know over there it's not a big thing to have, like, ice in their drinks.
Yeah.
Like, they like a lot of, like, warm whatever. Mm-hmm. I see, like, girls on TikTok. They're, like, loudly vlogging about how there's no ice in there. And I'm like... Yeah. And they're like, yeah, the waitresses and, like, waiters are giving me dirty looks. And I'm like... Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, stuff like that. Like, if you don't finish your food, it's kind of disrespectful to... I mean, unless... Like, if you go to, like, a little tavern... Like a mom and pop place, and you don't finish your food, it's kind of like disrespectful.
Oh, that would stress me out.
And the craziest thing is they give you the hugest portions.
So it's like the craziest thing you have to eat.
They're literally setting you up for failure. And but like the food's good anyway. Like I'm a
did
pretty
your I'm a picky stomach. Guy. I want to ask you because I know like I've seen on TikTok like a lot of people have trouble adjusting from like eating in Europe. Versus America. I don't know if that's like a thing if you like no because it's like it's not even like I know it's like a running joke like oh fat Americans but America literally has the most like additives and stuff in their food like the people that I've seen like on YouTube and stuff it's like they've lived there for like a year or so but like they said that they had the worst like digestive issues because you're used to eating mostly like over here would be considered like organic I guess like fresh ingredients and then you come here and there's obviously a lot else
definitely like well it's funny when I was there the months I was there I gained probably about 15 to 20 pounds
really
so like I just kind of noticed it too like sometimes I'll go back and look at my pictures and everything and I'm like I hate how fat I am in that picture
okay one you're not fat but two you were also drinking a lot
I was
You can't don't blame the Greeks because you wanted to have 10 vodka sodas. That's not the Greeks' fault.
You didn't have to call me out like
you're
that.
You're like, I don't know why I gained weight.
You didn't have like, to call me out like that.
You said they're Greek salads.
No, like my face was like so chubby in some of the pictures and everything. I'm like, damn. Like that's how I'm remembering myself in Greece.
Damn.
But it's funny because one, I ate after like maybe the first month or so, I ate McDonald's 7 days in a week. I probably ate it 5 or 6 almost every day because it was so good. Like it tasted way different.
The McDonald's everywhere else is actually so much better.
Like it was so different. It didn't hurt. Like here I can't eat McDonald's because it hurts my stomach. Yeah, like we talked about. And over there I could eat it breakfast, lunch, dinner, I'd be fine.
It happens that way, though.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, even, like, if you look at India, McDonald's, like, they have, like, a lot more, like, vegetarian options, and they have, like, a lot of other stuff, and their stuff looks like actual food. Like, our McDonald's does not look like that. Like, actual food. Even, like, the McDonald's of, like, Tokyo, I saw.
Okay.
Recently, because someone posted it and was like, oh, my God, that's from McDonald's. It looks so good. And someone was like, yeah, in Tokyo. Definitely not here. It doesn't look like that.
Well, what helped too is I'm not a big soda drinker either. My big thing was, like, sweet tea. I love sweet tea. But, like, over there, they don't have sweet tea. They have no idea what sweet tea is. And then they only
same with New York.
Yeah. They only have Coke as, like a soda. Like, a pure, like, soda. Everything else, they have, like, Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi. They have Coke and Pepsi. Everything else is diet. Diet Sprite, Diet... Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, Diet... Literally every other soda you can think of. And so, like, their... I guess, like, their recipe for Coke is less syrupy. No high fructose corn syrup in it. So it's, like, way thinner. And it's way healthier, too. Like, I think it's, like, 80 calories less a can.
Damn.
So, like, if you wanted a Coke, it's healthier to drink there. But, like, you just drink the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, like... I think that really helped. The McDonald's, like, going back to that, they actually, like, there's a one, like, deluxe burger or whatever that they actually, like, cook, like, flip on the grill and everything. Like, damn. A legit, like, meat and
like
everything.
Like a burger.
Yeah. The only thing that I didn't like was the American food there. Like, if you didn't go to McDonald's and you tried to go somewhere else for a burger, no offense to the Greeks, they don't know how to make an American burger. It was so bad sometimes. The chicken sandwiches were pretty fire, though. I'm not gonna lie, chicken sandwiches are pretty fire. But, like, the burgers were ass. Literally the worst things I've ever had in my life. And, but, like, everything else was pretty good. The gyros were pretty good.
Do they have, like, this might be a stupid question. Do not give me that look.
Okay.
Do they, I haven't been to Greece. Do they, you didn't even know the capital, and you lived there for 4 months. Do you, like, do they have, like, takeout of, like, how, you know, like, we have, like, oh, Greek restaurants, or, like, oh, we have, like, Italian restaurants, or, like, Chinese restaurants. Like, do they have the equivalent of, their takeout?
Yeah, you know how we would use, like, Uber Eats or something?
Yeah.
They have something called Wolt and eFood, and it literally becomes your best friend. I actually eFooded so much, because, okay, when you're there, you're either team eFood or you're team Wolt. Like, and once you choose one, it's like Apple Music and Spotify. Like, once you choose one...
Well, it's almost like DoorDash and Uber Eats. Once you're committed.
You're committed to one. And so, I chose eFood. I love it. Wouldn't go back. Wouldn't do Wolt. But I eFooded so much throughout the semester. Every single day. Didn't cook a single meal because I was sharing a room with 10 other guys. So, you can understand why we didn't cook. I eFooded so much that the same driver kept coming, and we would, like, bring extra stuff.
I love that.
And I remember there was, at the end, which I'm kind of pissed that this happened at the end, but there was a place called Tao, I think. And it was, like an Asian, like, they would have, like, teriyaki steak or teriyaki chicken with rice and whatever. And it opened up right, like, kind of towards the end of us, like, being there. And I wish it opened up sooner, because we ordered from there so much that the owner, whenever we would order, he'd know our order and, like, put extra stuff in there.
Damn.
Like, an extra, like, rice and steak or whatever. And I was like, that's legit. One of my roommates, there's a place called MILF, which stands for Meat I Love Eating. Meat I Live For. And it was a gyro place. And my roommate would order a gyro with ketchup. But in Greece, that's not, like, a thing. Like, you don't put ketchup on your gyro.
No, that sounds disgusting.
So he went in one time, and he was like, hey, can I get my, like, a gyro with ketchup? Like, this, and ketchup. And they're like, oh, you're the kid that orders. And
so I'd be so, I'd be like, no. Sorry.
Yeah, no. So that, like, I don't know. The food was great. I have pictures, so maybe we'll post that on, like, Instagram or something like that of some of the food. But yeah, the food was good. I also drank a lot. There was a bar, maybe like a less than a quarter of a mile from our place.
Because I could see it from my room.
Yeah, you could. And man, I became friends with the bartenders there.
Not you being a regular.
I was literally every night almost.
I feel like every this night. Has turned into an intervention.
I will say, well, I'll talk about it later on, but there was something that good that came out of it, out of going to Captain Bill. That was the place. So if you study abroad in Greece, go to Captain Bill.
Go to Captain Bill.
Sign your name on the wall. But, like, I feel like I'm jumping around. But, like, going back to the beginning, I did my research and I thought I was going to share a room with, like, four people. And an apartment that's, like, half, maybe, like, a quarter, half a mile away from the campus itself. I landed, met, like, the ISA people, the company I went through, and then we got on a bus and went to the apartments, I guess. And I was like, okay, like, you know, it's nighttime, so you can't really see anything. You're not familiar with the area. And we got in, and they're, like, calling off our names to go to, like, which apartment, or, like, if we got the meal plan, or the, like, the bedding and all that. And they called my name, and one of the other guys I was riding with, Mike, and they're like, oh, you guys are in 102. And I was like, oh, cool, like, nice to meet you, man. Like, I'm, like, you know, whatever, just general introduction. I opened the door. There's already, like, seven people in the common area. Like, okay, so I don't know how to explain it. You walk into the door. To your right, there's a kitchen with a couch in it. So it was, like, our living room and kitchen. The ghettoest thing I've ever seen in my life. That was so bad. And then you, like, go straight, and then there's, like, this long hallway. And then so you have, like, a bathroom, a bedroom, a bedroom, a bathroom, a bedroom, a bedroom, a bathroom at the end of the hall, and then another bedroom. And then, yeah, you just, there's, like, seven other people in there. And I walk in, I'm like, oh, these guys must be, like, maintenance people or whatever. Nope, they're my roommates. So this, me going into it thinking that I'm going to have four roommates turned into me having seven, and then 10 a couple days later, because some of them got in later.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? Like, I was not prepared to share a room with 10 other guys.
No, especially since, like, I don't know how that works for the girls. Like, guys, I feel like it's a little, no, but I'm saying, like, guys, I feel like at least you have, like, usually guys have less stuff.
Yeah.
Like, girls, they'll be like, oh, well, I brought this stool that I have to put in the living room. My grandma painted it. Or, like, oh, this is a blanket that my great aunt gave me. How do guys bond? Like, I know when girls first meet each other, I feel like there's, like, a common thing of either talking shit about something that you both equally don't like.
Yeah.
Or it's kind of like you test the other person out to see if they're, like, wanting to, like, have a cute little silly gossip session, have a cute little, like, exchanging outfits, like.
So, the way we bonded was, it was funny, because three of the guys already knew each other, because they went to the University of Kentucky, and so they kind of, like, knew, they weren't best friends, but they knew of each other, there, and then they found out that one of the other guys was from the University of Kentucky.
Oh, awesome.
That they literally lived right next door to each other and never knew each other.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then the guy that also went to UK, he brought his friend from, he went to Stockton. So, like, already five people kind of know each other right there. One guy went to UMass Amherst, I think.
Yeah.
Another guy went to University of Tennessee. I was the only person, actually, there was one other person from UCF. But I was from, like, there's just me and her from Florida. And so, another guy was from Stockton. Another guy was, like, from Greece. Like, he was born in Greece, and he just traveled. And then he went to ACG permanently. And then another guy was from UMass. Not Amherst, but, like, a different UMass. And so, like, we all kind of just, like, sat around. And we were just, like, talking, you know, like, the card betting. That was, like, a big thing that we did. Luckily, our room was right across from the lobby. So we would go in there, sit on the couch, and just, like, talk, like, yeah. Kind of tell, like, everyone, like, just, like, literally everyone, like, sat in a circle and just told their life story, and then, like, we just kind of went off of that. And everyone was super chill, super cool. Like, no one was, like, the, like, leader, or no one seemed like they were uncool or anything like that. It was all, like, it was probably the best group I could have asked for. And I tell myself this.
Are guys clicky?
What do you mean clicky? Like, do they have, like, their own groups kind of thing?
So I'm assuming no, because
I'm like, I have no idea what you.
Because, like, girls sometimes, like, when they get into larger groups, they kind of, like, break off into cliques.
Oh, okay.
Like, I feel like guys are more like, oh, I don't know that guy, but we both like the same sports team. Let's all bond. Where girls sometimes can be like I couldn't imagine living. I couldn't imagine, like, me living with that many other girls.
Well, okay, to answer your question,
because I feel like there would be drama. Like, how, like, how at, like,
drama?
Like, how, like, at work, it's all girls. Most, and, like, I don't want to, like, I don't want to sound misogynistic when I say this.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, but, like, when I worked at the hospital and it was just me and literally a bunch of other guys, there were really, like, very rarely any work problems. Like, everyone, we all just came into the break room, cut it up, got our calls, went and did whatever. In, like, office settings, like, it was terrible. Like, it was, like, when the last office I worked at, like, girls can just be very passive-aggressive and petty or clicky. That, like, I feel like that is, like, a lot for, like, especially if, like, they thought, oh, I'll probably just be sharing with four other people. I can bring this amount of stuff. And then getting there and they're being, like... Because, like, guys, I feel like, again, like, it's not that you don't pack a lot, but, like, you guys would probably brought, like, four pairs of jeans you rotated through the semester.
All right, you didn't need to close out like that.
I have a fiancé. I know what you guys are about, and I have a brother. Like...
No, I, it's funny because we're not clicky, I guess, in that sense. Because every single trip that we went on, all of us went.
Yeah.
There was a couple guys that, like, didn't go because they were there the semester before. So, like, they already went and was like, okay. But,
Do people go for the year?
Some people, like, went the previous semester, the fall, and were like, oh, I like this.
Can you just stay?
Yeah. And then you just have to enroll again and contact your, like, home university or whatever.
Did you not want to do it again?
Well, see, the thing about it, I did, all right? And one girl did, but, like, none of my roommates were, or none of my friends were. And I'm like, I can't do this without y'all. Like, I wouldn't be, like, it would never be as fun.
And also, like, it's different if, like, two or three of them were staying.
If two or three of them were staying, I would be in Greece I'd be in Greece right now.
Well, yeah. Well, if you were still in Greece, not graduated, no. I'd be concerned 2 years later. You said, I'm actually not moving back. I'm just going to keep taking. I'm going to be a super senior. But, like, because also the experience that you had with those people is a very unique and special experience that even if you never spoke to those people again, and you do, but I'm saying, like, even if you don't, that's still, like, they're still going to be special to you because you went on, like, you had, like, a, I don't want to say, like, a life-changing trip, but kind of.
Yeah.
That, I feel like with a new group, and you can't back out. It's not like a birthday dinner that you're just like, oh, I can just dip out early. Like, you're kind of there. That, like, you would maybe be comparing it of, like, oh, I'm not, like... Like, I don't know any of your friends' names, but, like, Rick.
Okay, like, we'll go with Rick.
Well, because I was thinking of, like, your other friends' names, and I'm like, oh, they're actual, like, people that didn't go to Greece. But, like, it's not like you're like, ah, oh, Rick would have done that. Rick would have ordered my steak and rice. Like, he would have known we wanted to go to the bar every night. Like, you know what I mean?
No, I feel that. And I will say, like, some of the stuff that happened in Greece really, like, got us closer together. Like, for instance, the first week of quarantine, I don't think, I'm not sure about the previous semester, but I know for, like, my experience and everything, if we didn't have that week of quarantine, we definitely would have had cliques where, like, people like went off. And but since we were, like, forced
to all
24 hours,
it was almost better.
Yeah, we had to,
because also I want to prep, like, big groups like that, it is more common because, like, there's 10 of you. Like, it's hard to have, like, a one-on-one conversation. Yeah. But, like you said, you guys had to quarantine together and have that. And you had no choice.
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, that happened. All the trips we took. And, like, some of the trips were so, like, movie-esque where it's, like... I tell people this where, like...
Your main character moment?
No, I'm not joking. Literally, for one of our roommates' birthdays, we went to Crete. And we got this huge mansion on top of this hill. And we all got, like, hammered, and, like, I was like, oh, I'm hot. But it was, like, 40 degrees outside, so I went outside to, like, just lay down my shorts and t-shirt and on this bench, and, like, no light pollution, nothing. I was just, like, looking up at the stars, everyone's like yelling, screaming inside, and I'm like, wow, I'm really in Crete. Like, who would have ever thought me, Jace, is going to be in Crete right now, looking at the stars? Like, this is my life right now, you know? And it was just, like, one of those, like, main character, like, movie scenes where you're like, this isn't real. This isn't my life. And then one of my roommates came out to join me. And, like, we were just talking, just, like, getting really deep about it and everything. And it was, like, moments like that. It snowed really bad. And, like, so we were, like, pushing cars out of the street and everything. And it was, like, just moments like that where, like, it just creates, like, a bond. I told you I got in that fight. So
I was going to bring it up. Like, I don't know what to, like, air it, but...
No.
Because I was literally... My next question was, like, so do you have any other, like, physical life-changing moments?
Wow, very specific. Very specific. No. Yeah. I guess I should preference that. I didn't voluntarily get in a fight. Gosh.
He was trying to have a further main character moment for beating ass.
No. What happened, to clarify, to make it not seem as bad as it was, we went out to a bar late at night, got back early in the morning, or it was a club, and it was me and one of my roommates, and then a bunch of, or one of my roommates is dating one of the girls from a couple floors above us, and she brought all her friends, so like five girls. So it was like me, my friend, and then like five other girls. And so we got back from the club. They wanted food because we were all hungry, and some of these Greek dudes, like, that were drunk, came up to some of the girls and were like, hey, like, why don't you come back with us, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we're like, no. Like, no. Because, like, you're American.
Yeah.
Like, you're not coming back. You're getting kidnapped, trafficked, all that kind of stuff.
And you're not, like, familiar with the area.
Exactly. So we were, like, we were telling, like, the Greek dudes to, like, kind of fuck off and everything. And they did, and then they came back, and then we told them to leave again. They left. But then my roommate decided to say something under his breath in Greek, Gamotopaneyesu, which is, I'm gonna F your mom. And the Greek dude was not having it. You can't mess with someone's mom in Greece, or else they're gonna come at you. And so the dude heard that and just walloped him in the back of the head.
To be fair, he deserved that.
No, he did.
He definitely deserved that hit in the head.
And so what's crazy about it is I didn't know that he said something until afterwards.
I was gonna say, I think it's funny how you were like, just to preface it, like, it wasn't like us who did anything. He said, my friend was talking shit and got hit in the head.
Well, because I was like, at first I'm like, why does he want to fight us? Like, what's the point? Like,
so all I imagine in my head is like a club of you just drinking, like taking in the scenery, and behind you people just get into a knockout drag out, and you're just like, this is, I'm in Greece, guys. Like, that you're in snap on your Snapchat story.
I'm like, why are we fighting right now? So then obviously, like, it's at that point, it's like a 4v1. I'm like, I can't I can't let my friend get his ass beat. So
where's everyone else? Everyone else was letting
the girls were in.
No, it was their other guys, though.
No, it was just me and my roommate.
Oh, okay. So I was like, were they just letting you?
No, it was just me and my roommate that night. And because all my other friends went out to a different club. And so
stick together.
Yeah, apparently. And so I jumped in. Moral of the story, we got our ass beat. Not too bad, though. Just a nice little kick in the stomach, a little hit in the head.
Chase, please.
But
and I'm like, oh, how's Greece? You're like, great. Like,
Well, it's funny because it was my first fight, like, ever. And I'm trying to calm people down, but they're still, like, wanting to fight. I'm like, I still don't know why we're fighting.
In the nicest way possible, I think that will probably be the only fight you're ever going to get into.
Honestly?
Only because even when you told me that you got into a fight, I was shocked. And I told my sister, because she obviously knows you.
Yeah.
And my sister literally turned around. She goes, who? And I go, Jace. And she goes, Jace... She's like, does Mr. Johnson know about this? I was like, no, really, because, like, you're just such a docile person that the only reason you would be getting into a fight is because you don't know why, but your friend's getting beat up.
No, I had no clue, and what really pissed me off is, like, once the fight started, you know, your fight or flight kicks in.
Yeah.
And so, like, you're like, amped up. Your adrenaline's flowing, everything like that, and I remember I was hot. I was like, man, I need to beat some motherfucker up, you know, like. But what really pissed me off and what got me fired was one of the guys was going for my friend and going in for a punch, and he missed and punched one of the girls, and she was, like, just bleeding from, like, her eye and everything because of her glasses. And I saw that.
Me.
I saw that. I was like, Yeah, no, that's not happening.
No.
I was like, that's not going to happen. Like, I don't know how it is in Greece, but Mary, you just don't do that.
No.
So I was about to run back out there and just go 1v4, fight them. But they locked the doors and, like, the employees, like, shoved us inside. My biggest fear after the fight was that they were, like, waiting around the corner for us to, like, get in our Ubers or taxis.
Yeah.
They didn't. We got home, and I literally, it was, like, 4 o'clock at this point. Some of our roommates were watching movies in the lobby, which I was like, bro, go to bed. Like, what are you doing up? And so I got back in. I'm, like, yelling. Like, my roommate and I are, like, yelling. Like, I'm hot. I'm so fucking heated. Like, let's go back out and find these guys.
I hate guys. I literally, when guys get into fights, they're fighting with no one. It's literally just, come on, in the street. No. I'm like, they left.
It was literally us. And so I got back in the lobby. I'm like, I'm so fucking heated. And our RA woke up. And she was like, what's going on? Like, or I'm trying to use her accent. I can't even use the accent. It's like, what is going on, guys? And I'm like, oh, we just got in a fight, Stella. Like, we just got in a fight downtown. Like, these Greek dudes were trying to take some girl. Like, and all that. And she's, like, laughing. And some of my roommates were like, bro, what? Like, let's go back out. Like, let's get in the beat right now and go find
them.
Not
the beat.
And we were literally about to go back out and try to find them. But we're like, what are the odds we're going to find these Greek dudes at, like, 4 o'clock in the morning, like, roaming Athens?
Yeah.
So that kind of ended. I was hot. Literally didn't sleep that whole night because my adrenaline was just pumping. But it was one of those memories that were like, it could be seen as bad, but honestly, like, it made the trip that much better. Like, people were like, oh, that's not, like, winning a fight kind of ruined the trip. I'm like, no, that kind of, like, cool.
You made the trip.
Honestly, it was kind of cool. Like, you know, saying I can get in a fight. We almost got in a fight with one of the other apartments because of my roommate, like, my actual, like, friend that I shared the room with. And he was just hammered. And they threw a drink on him, and we were like, no, that can't happen. So we were, like, trying to... It was, like, one of those, like, baseball or, like, football fights where everyone just kind of gathers up and, like, starts, like, nudging, yeah. You know? It was, like, one of those. No, like, fist thrown or anything like that. I mean, those.
What do you think, I guess, for one final question,
okay,
to really wrap up your experience?
Okay.
So with all of that being said, the getting your ass kicked, getting COVID, all of that stuff.
Okay.
What do you think, like, if you could tell somebody,
okay,
if they should, like, study abroad, like, if they're on the fence about
100%.
It. Right.
Don't even have to say that.
And, like, you are telling them, like, your experience and what that gave you. Like, mm-hmm. How would you market, like, not market, like, your... working for them, but more so, like, how, like, what would you tell them, I guess?
Okay. Well, if you listen to this whole podcast and you're deciding if you want to study abroad, and I just deterred you, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
No, honestly, it was funny because when I look at videos and everything, they're like, even if you're thinking about doing it, just do it, you know? I'm like, yeah, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Honestly, I 100% back that. If you're thinking about doing it, don't even, just do it. Because you will not regret it. The people you'll meet, the experiences you'll have, probably will be the highlight of your life. And only a few things can beat that. Maybe, like, your firstborn kid, your marriage. Literally anything else doesn't beat it. That's probably the... Like, it was so good. I enjoyed studying abroad so much that I literally told myself... This is going to sound kind of bad, but I literally told myself I can die. And I'd be so content with, like, my life. Because I did that and, like, the people I met and everything. And it's definitely, like, friends. Like, I met friends there that, like, I know I'm going to have for life, you know, kind of thing. I know. And what's crazy is I feel closer to some of the people in Greece than I do with, like, some relationships I've had since, like, elementary school with people I've known for 10 plus years.
Knowing them for the podcast?
Not you, Madison. No, but you gain, like, these incredible relationships with people.
And, like, it's a... I feel like the most important moment in your life, it depends... Like, I feel like there's so many different important moments in, yes, your life. Yeah. Because if you asked, like, your parents, like, if your, mm-hmm, dad went and studied abroad in Greece, I'm sure he would tell you now, like, having you was way better than that.
Yeah.
But for you, in, like, the age that you are and, like, the time that you are in your life...
Mm-hmm.
For this version of you,
yeah,
greatest moment of your life.
Yeah, no, definitely. It was something, like, everything, like, there were some really bad things that happened, like, or I don't want to say really bad things, but things that were kind of just, like, wow, that really sucks. Worst snowstorm Greece has ever had in 40 years, you know? Getting COVID, being sick the whole trip, pretty much. Just, like, the cultural differences, different things like that. Even the classes were really bad in terms of, like, one I didn't pay attention. Two, I took really hard classes. Three, I didn't pass two of them. So, but, like, it's... I would not change my experience. Like, if you told me, like, oh, if you can go back and do it all over again, like, would you, like, devote more time to studying? Nope. I would fail three classes, honestly. And it was just, like, one of those things that, like, what I value... There's one guy that was... He's, like, engineering. He was an engineering major. Literally never went out. He was studying all day. You know, took the maximum amount of classes. I'm like, bro, like, that's not fun.
Well, and also, at that point, stay in your home state.
Well, he went because of his girlfriend. His girlfriend lived on the fourth floor.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I was like, okay. Tell his
girlfriend, damn. Yeah. That's crazy.
But, no, honestly, yeah, if you're thinking about doing it, just do it. Obviously, be prepared. Know what you're getting yourself into. Do preparation on, like, the place you want to go to. Go also, like, where you want. I have a big fascination in, like, Greek mythology, Greek architecture, all that kind of stuff. So, like, it was, like, a no-doubter.
That, yeah.
Like, I was like, I'd be stupid to go anywhere else but Greece.
Right.
And, honestly, it literally changed me as a person. I came back a whole different person, more confident, funnier maybe, just like, I'm just a changed person, and I couldn't be more thankful for, like, the people in Greece and the experience itself changing me.
Because it could be like a, or it could be someone you've always been, but you needed an experience to, like,
exactly, yeah,
fulfill that.
Yeah, no, I would do it again. I wanted to stay, but like I said, I thought it couldn't get better than this. That was the best it probably could have gotten. And I was like, if I stay another semester, it's going to ruin. I'm going to be disappointed.
Like, keep it on a high note.
Yeah.
Which I guess we'll be ending this on a high note. Okay. So I guess if you want to study abroad, do it.
Do it.
Thank you so much for sharing about your Greek experiences.
Of course.
And thank you guys so much for listening. Please like and subscribe on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. And we will see you next time.
Also, look out YouTube. We're going to post it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Did you say that? Okay.
No.
Okay.
We're going to post it on YouTube. So, subscribe to our channel. And we will see you next time. Bye.